CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Firefighters are battling the Hughes Fire north of Los Angeles. The wildfire, fueled by dry conditions, has burned 16 square miles and forced about 50,000 evacuations or warnings. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. The storm dumped record snow across the Gulf Coast, giving way to frigid below-freezing temperatures this morning. There's been a little more slippage in the job market.
In the week just ended, 223,000 first-time jobless claims were filed, about 2,000 more than analysts were anticipating. The biggest increases came from Michigan, California, and Texas. The number of Americans actually receiving benefits is up to 1.9 million, an increase of 46,000 from the mid-month reading.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The 2025 Academy Award nominations announced this morning. The Netflix narco musical about trans identity Emilio Perez led with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new study by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources found that chronic wasting disease could begin impacting the overall deer population. According to the study, areas where chronic wasting disease has a prevalence rate of greater than 29% in female deer will start to see a decline in population. The study tracked over 1,200 deer to analyze survival probability for infected and uninfected animals. DNR officials have turned to baiting and feeding bans across western Wisconsin in an effort to halt the spread of the disease. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin state legislature would make all gun safes exempt from the state's sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or that children will be able to gain access to the firearms. The legislation comes as Governor Tony Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. A cable man accused of assaulting a law enforcement officer during an OWI investigation has entered not guilty pleas in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 19-year-old Alexander Wright was charged with felony battery to a law enforcement officer and two counts of felony bail jumping. Wright was the passenger in the vehicle pulled over on December 1st and allegedly became combative as an officer conducted a field sobriety test of the driver. He's facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted on the battery charge. A Duluth paper plant has received nearly $2.4 million in state funding to help clean up contaminants at the facility. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development announced the grant funding earlier this week, which is meant to offset the cost of contaminant cleanup by up to 75%. Officials from the Sofidel paper say they're planning a huge expansion to double the size of the facility, but needed to clean those contaminants first. The $200 million expansion would include new warehouses and a converting facility. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, nine of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Callan Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Thursday, January 23rd. Today, the average price of gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.61. The average price for a dozen large eggs in the state, $5.09.
There we go.
We have a very jam-packed show for you today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joining us in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk about Governor Evers' state of the state address. Apparently, shockingly, according to some rightish outlets, the governor poked with his wife. Stop the presses!
Dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh. People who love each other.
What a horrible thing. So we'll talk about that with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. After the 10:30 news, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio Network. You can catch them from 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. He is going to join us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Controversial. A lot of people very upset about this. A lot of people very happy about this.
And we've had people texting us about this.
Yes.
Asking our opinions. And because I don't know a lot about it, I didn't register one. So I hope you're listening now. We have someone to talk on the topic today.
That's coming up after the 10:30 news. After the 11 o'clock news, Pat Kreitlow is going to join us from Up North News Radio. A local meteorologist from CBS 58 just lost her job.
Yep.
After posting on social media about Elon Musk at doing a hand gesture that's gotten a lot of attention.
It was a Nazi salute.
Some say yes, some say no. Bibi Netanyahu from Israel.
Oh, wait, he said it wasn't? Oh.
Bibi says it's not. So I would love to get your opinions on this. If you saw this, what was your takeaway from Elon's gesture, shall we say? That's coming up after the 11 o'clock news. We will lighten things up for the last half hour. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, here with all things sports. And we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Smile, You're on Camera edition. Yeah, ew. We did want to start off, though, again, with Governor Evers making his State of the State address. It's the year of the kid.
Yes.
According to the governor, the state of Wisconsin, born of immigrants, today there are those who would have us forget this fact, said the governor. There are those who would have us rewrite the story of ourselves. They would have us abandon the values that made us who we are and the people whose blood, love, and labor made our state great. We cannot and we will not. And he also said, 2025 is the year of the kid. So what does that mean? The governor says he will include in his two-year state budget proposal to lower child care costs for Wisconsin families. That's an important thing Or Wisconsin families.
I feel like that's something that all Wisconsin families, you know, regardless of who you cast the ballot for, will enjoy a little help with the child care.
Isn't this something on which all of us agree?
I don't have kids, and I think it's a good idea.
I don't have kids either, and I think it's a good idea. Yeah. The governor would also like to expand mental health programs and meal offering in schools and reducing gun violence, among other proposals that he laid out in his primetime speech. Of course, on the other side, Republicans say there's not going to be much compromise in the upcoming budget season. Quote from Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August, Republican from Walworth, "I'm not sure what planet the governor is living on. Honestly, I mean, the things the governor talked about, every single thing he talked about was a new government program, new government spending. I really am at a loss for words how ridiculous the things he talked about were tonight," unquote. Again, the governor talking about helping Wisconsinites with childcare. Wacky.
Yeah.
Just wacko.
And also, had Tyler August said, "I'm at a loss for words," and then left it there, be one thing. But he just bloviated for three sentences. So I think you found the words, Ty.
I think he did.
He just, you know, it's Governor Evers, how dare you want to help the people? How dare you want kids to get full bellies and good education and affordable health? Governor Evers, how dare you?
Be more like Robin Voss.
Yes.
Be more like Robin Voss. He's got his priorities right.
He doesn't feel feelings at all.
He just wants to make sure that they enshrine into the state constitution some things that will make it more difficult for people to vote so he can keep his cushy job.
I mean, let's talk about Robin Voss's focus on what's important. It's the big priority, the big ticket items, the things that I'm sure we're hearing. We hear every day on our phone lines here on Matt and Air. People are calling all the time, Jane. "I'm so scared of voter fraud. We need to enshrine into our Constitution a voter ID requirement because that's the only way we can leave the House feeling safe. You know, it's not about gun violence. No.
No, it's fine.
It's not about, reckless driving. It's none of those things. Voter ID, Jane, that's number one.
That's the most important. Well, that's really important. And then number two is making sure the wealthy get a good tax cut. Those are the priorities for Robin Voss and the Republicans in Wisconsin, not your piddly concerns about child care. I'm sorry, Mom, you just have to leave the workforce.
Why didn't you just get rich? Why didn't you just become a billionaire?
Why weren't you born to somebody rich?
Don't you work hard? You don't work hard, Jane. Ugh. Speaking of number two.
Governor Evers also outlining a $500 million plan to address child care costs, the big ticket item being the program called Child Care Counts. For the past few years, that program funneled federal pandemic money directly to child care businesses across Wisconsin, but that is going to run out this summer.
Yes.
And we're already seeing child care facilities closing all over the place.
Yep.
That this is an ongoing problem.
And didn't the Republicans, like, last year, they wanted to make it so they, instead of giving more money to child care services and helping parents and the facilities themselves, they wanted to lower the age of those who could work in centers.
Yes.
Make it so that it wasn't like it was, if it was 10 kids, make it 15 kids.
Make it 20.
You know, just make it.
Loosen the regulations.
How about this, Jane? We fill a child care center up, 400 kids.
Sure.
But instead of being at the child care center, we take them to a place where they could work.
Ooh, I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I call it child labor. What do you think?
They can assemble things.
Yeah, they got tiny fingers.
Right?
They're nimble.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, good morning, Mark. What do you think about this? Did you watch the governor's speech last night?
No, I didn't, because I knew I just get so angry about the Republican response. I kind of figured I'd forgo that put myself through that misery. And after all these, you know, you're just saying, after all these nibble, these children's nibble little fingers could pick the vegetables and the crops for us. I mean, for us, and it just is. I mean, there's points in time that I wish for these Republicans that had some big MAGA event, pose Red Death would sweep through them, and they'd all end up in little melted pools like M. Valdemar.
All right.
Sorry, the case of M. Valdemar. It is just sad that these people, I mean, that we give the money back to the taxpayers. Well, maybe giving back to the people is actually providing services for the people and investing in our economy, investing in our future with our children. I mean, it just is just sad they can't get away from that.
But, Mark, it's almost like they don't think the government should be responsible for anything.
Part of the reason we've revolted against England, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it was an indictment against the king for failing to provide services for the people. I mean, that's what the Declaration of Independence is. It was an indictment against the king, and the king was, and what was the king at the time? He was the head of the biggest corporation in the world at the time, which was the British East India Company. That's who we were fighting against as well. So, I mean, times have not changed so much, and these guys are simply oligarchs and aristocrats, and they're supporting the neo-monarchy.
I don't disagree with you, Mark. Thank you for checking in always, and thank you so much for listening. Talking about child care costs in Wisconsin, Governor Evers covered some of this last night in his State of the State address. Let's talk about costs. Forward Analytics reports that Wisconsin parents can expect child care for one infant to cost between $14 and 36% of their household income.
Yeah.
For families
just with one kid.
For families with two children, this can be as high as 70%. 70%, but they don't need help. But at the same time, you should keep having children. We need more children, Greg. Elon just said it the other day, the co-president, that without more human babies, humanity will cease to exist.
And he can't have them fast enough. Like, he's on 13, I think. It's going to take a while for it to make a real difference. Yeah.
We can't expect Elon to populate the entire world. That's not fair. So much pressure.
But I also can't expect Republicans to care about these numbers because, you know, at the end of the day, these are hardworking Wisconsinites who, you know, maybe work one or two jobs. They're not the people that Robin Voss cares about.
No.
So that's 70%. Cost, it's you'll find it somewhere.
Figure it out.
I don't worry about stay. Hey, there's a mom. She can stay home.
She's supposed to stay at home.
Yeah.
That's her job.
Yeah.
Cassandra on the live stream, I tried to listen to Robin Voss's response last night. I almost lost it when he started complaining about school scores. Give them money they deserve so they can get teachers. Duh. Well done, Cassandra and PJ. Anyone notice Robin Voss making faces behind Governor Evers during the speech? That's one of the reasons why I didn't watch. PJ, it's that simper. It's that simper that just, it's like chalk. It's like a nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, and we might talk about it a little bit later, but with regards to gun violence, and he brought up the example of Jonathan Brostoff, who we lost last year, unfortunately, to suicide. Robin Voss's response to that was disgusting. And we can talk more about that on the other side of the break.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is supposed to be joining us.
Yes.
Hopefully she can make a little time for us. I'm sure she's very busy today. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calby on the board coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Governor Evers delivering his State of the State address last night. Joining us now, somewhere in an undisclosed lake location inside a vehicle, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thank you so much for making time for us. I'm sure you have a really busy day today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. We were talking before we went to the break about some of the aspects of the governor's speech. And one thing I wanted to talk about with you, he has declared 2025 the year of the kid, and especially focusing on our kids' mental health. This is something that comes up every time there is a school shooting. All we hear from the Republicans is, first of all, it's thoughts and prayers. Then it's, this is not the time to make this political. And then the third thing is, yes, we need to fund mental health. Yet when it actually comes to, I don't know, opening up the wallets and funding mental health, they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, that is very, very frustrating. And what I heard in the State of the State last night was the governor who talked about things he was passionate about. We know Governor Evers has been a lifelong educator. He knows what's happening in those schools today, and we have to make sure we are investing in our kids so we invest in the future of Wisconsin, and that includes almost $300 million in mental health funding across the state. That's what he wants to be able to do to make sure that we can take care of our children, and I think the Republicans should be in agreement with that. You know, they are telling us that there are mental health issues across the state. Absolutely. These are the things that Wisconsinites want us to be able to work together on. Robin Voss should come to the table and talk about how we can make sure that our kids' mental health is being taken care of.
Well, from a personal opinion here, Robin Voss only comes to the table when he wants to say, I don't think so, and he walks away from the table. But there's just a lot of, we were talking about this before you came on, just a lot of common sense programs here that really anyone, I mean, like, child care costs. Neither Jane nor I have kids. I think child care should be more affordable, and I think there's something we can do about it. These really common sense programs that are being proposed, that's just sort of getting the head shaking me like, no, that's not going to happen. It's fine. No, we're not going to do it. Just why?
We have to ask them that question. The voters need to ask them that question. Why? These are common sense proposals. I have two kids. They're older now. They don't do child care. They're 15 and 18 now, but I had to do that dance, trying to work full time, making sure I could afford childcare. It is a huge amount out of your budget as parents. And what I'm hearing, so today I am in La Crosse, and I am talking about housing today. And what I am hearing all across the state is that, number one, they want us to work together to solve the problems with the communities in Wisconsin. Number two, they need to have more dollars in their pocket to take care of their families. And two of the biggest things that I hear about are housing and childcare. I cannot imagine that the Republicans in their districts aren't hearing the same things that I'm hearing. So what are their solutions besides just saying no to everything that Governor Evers is saying? Governor Evers has a plan. He wants to put more money in people's pockets so they can take care of their families. You know, the Republican legislature needs to make sure that they're listening to their constituents as well.
If you're just joining us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is our guest after Governor Evers delivered his State of the State address last night. Something else that the governor mentioned was about keeping our kids safe and strengthening Wisconsin's gun laws. Again, from everything that I've seen, Lieutenant Governor, if I'm wrong, please point that out. The vast majority of Wisconsinites agree with some really basic, simple things. Universal background checks, red flag laws. The majority of Wisconsinites want this. And yet, I saw this from a far right outlet this morning. Governor Evers says it's the year of the kids. Okay, is he going to fight for kids who are being mutilated in gender surgeries? Is he going to worry about unborn kids? Is he going to worry about kids who are being shot in Milwaukee? They don't apparently care about kids who get shot at school.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Even gun owners understand the need to have background checks. They understand the need to have red flag laws. They understand the needs to protect our community. I mean, I served with Jonathan Brostoff, who committed suicide this last November. Heartbreaking for his family.
Yes.
They have young children at
yes.
home. And this is what this family is asking for. They are saying, can we implement a solution to be able to reduce and prevent suicides? Can we implement a solution to be able to prevent school shootings? And that's what Governor Evers is coming to the table to try to do, these common sense solutions that the vast majority of Wisconsinites want. We have a new legislature today. We have a new legislature with these new maps where it is more evenly split. Republicans need to be listening to their constituents and seeing what those folks want. And what I heard from Governor Evers last night, again, common sense solutions, keeping our kids safe, getting more money in people's pockets so they can take care of their families.
We only have about 2 minutes left.
I just wanted to say really quick, Lieutenant Governor, you brought up Jonathan Brostoff, who was my friend. I'd known him for a very long time. And I thought it was absolutely disgusting when Robin Voss accused Governor Evers of a political stunt by mentioning his name in context to these programs. I thought it was disgusting, and I was very offended, and I was hurt by it because I knew him, and we need to protect our people, and things like this are what Governor Evers are working towards, and Robin Voss diminishing it to like a political stunt, just too far for me personally.
Well, and even though Democrats did pick up seats under our fairer maps in this last election, it seems like the Wisconsin Republicans are just as intractable as they've ever been. It's like, no. And yeah, no.
Correct. The first thing that they put across for legislation was a voter ID law.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'm knocking on the doors. This is not what people are asking us to focus on. They are asking us to focus on making sure they have more money in their pockets, making sure their communities are safe, making sure their kids are safe. Why would that be your priority for the first thing to do when you come into the assembly? And I mean, it doesn't make any sense
yeah.
to me. Let's get back to common sense legislation. Let's get back to working across the aisle and doing what's right for Wisconsinites.
One almost feels like that first move was just there to protect their own jobs, but that's just me speculating. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, thank you so very much for carving out some time for us. Really, really appreciate it. Be safe on the roads.
Thank you so much.
News coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his 7th State of the State address on Wednesday night, declaring 2025 as the Year of the Kid. In his speech, Governor Evers outlined a number of policies, programs, and initiatives aimed at making Wisconsin's youth smarter, healthier, and safer. He also announced policy proposals to restore the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms and invest in comprehensive mental health services. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for spending cuts and a tax cut in the party's response. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff on Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. Superior and Duluth area lawmakers are expressing concerns about the future of the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project following an executive order signed by President Donald Trump. The executive order put a pause on all funding through the bipartisan infrastructure law. It requires agencies to submit a report for review within 90 days to receive the promised federal funding. Senators Tina Smith and Tammy Baldwin criticized the pause, while Congressman Tom Tiffany speculated the reconstruction project will still receive the funding eventually. A large fire near a wood pellet manufacturing plant and freezing temperatures left Hayward area fire crews battling a blaze for hours earlier this week. According to fire officials, the fire started at a bag house at the Lignetics of Great Lakes wood pellet manufacturing plant on Highway 63 near Hayward. Freezing temperatures also reportedly caused difficulties in getting equipment and hoses to function properly during the blaze. Crews were on the scene from around 9:30 p.m. on Monday to 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday when the fire was extinguished. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy, becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you want to keep up on all the local news that is happening around the state, including in your city, your township, your area, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. All you have to do is sign up for the Civic Media newsletter. It's free. And you can sign up for it today, civicmedia.us/email. You can stay up to date with all the news in your community every weekday with our Civic Media Local News Roundup podcasts. You can listen on the Civic Media website or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Excited to be joined by our next guest. He is a host of Native Roots Radio Network. You can catch it across Civic Media from 8 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media. Robert Pilot is here. Good morning, Robert. Thank you so much for joining us. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hi-na-pi to all my friends and relatives out there in Wisconsin. Great to be on and great to share a celebration here in Indian country and hopefully all our progressives out there.
Robert, let's talk a little bit for people who don't know Native Roots Radio and you. Just can you give us just a little bit of background on yourself, if you wouldn't mind?
Well, 9 years ago, we started Native Roots Radio, and it was a kind of a call to action. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Dakota Access Pipeline, but what was happening there at Standing Rock was that there was no media blackout. And so we started the show Native Roots Radio specifically to give updates, weekly updates. It started as an hour show and went to 2 hours, and now we're on 5 days a week all over Turtle Island and all over Civic Media, which we appreciate the partnership. And we talk about Native issues, whether it's comedians, musicians, politicians. We have the governor gives us an update of Wisconsin weekly. And so we, you know, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues. And we love our allies. We're a small group of people here in the United States. And we just are here to tell our listeners and inform them about what's going on in Indian country and how we are, you know. And it's an informative show that really tunes in with our allies all across Turtle Island. And of course, we have a big Native American listening audience, too.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
it is. And certainly a population I can't imagine that has been gifted with something so specific to them. So you're providing a great service, absolutely, for the country's Native American population. We wanted to talk to you about the President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. This is controversial. Not everyone is happy about this. I'm seeing things on the other side. There were two FBI agents who were killed. For people who are not familiar with this case, Robert, can you please take us through this a little bit about what happened, 50 years ago?
Right. In 1975, you know, two FBI agents were murdered in a shootout at in Ogallala in Pine Ridge. Leonard Peltier happened to be one of the people that they put this on and went through trial. Leonard fled and was up in Canada and was brought down here. And then in 77, they put him in prison. And it's interesting, too, because what I'm seeing all around the internet and even President Biden's commuting is that he was convicted of murdering the two FBI agents, but really he was convicted for aiding and abetting. And I think that's kind of interesting when you hear what happened to George Floyd here in Minneapolis was that the police officers that watched him be murdered were in prison for 2 years for aiding and abetting the murder of George Floyd. So he's been in almost 40 years for aiding and abetting the murder of these two FBI agents. So it's been an unbelievable ride that he was commuted and will be on house arrest the rest of his life. And he's almost 80 years old. It's been very interesting, and it's a victory for Indian country, because part of this conviction of that a lot of people were coerced in testifying against him, and there's really no dark evidence that he did commit this, and he's denied it the whole 40 years that he's been in prison. I think one of the things you got to remember too is if he admitted to it, he would have been out years ago. And that's one of the most bizarre things of this whole thing. And at the end of our show, we always say free Leonard Peltier, and it's more, Leonard's more of our, a symbol of what's happened to us in Indian country, whether it's boarding schools or blood quantum or these things that are trying to erase Native communities all across Turtle Island. So it's a really big victory and a surprising victory. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Clinton was supposed to do this in the 90s. There was a big big push in this in the early 90s. And then the FBI told him, no, no, no. And so it's been a fight. And I've had Leonard on my show. I've had FBI agents that have been told that this is a big case when you get indoctrinated in the FBI, that they bring up Leonard Peltier and that he murdered FBI agents. So if it's ever brought up. And so there's a whole lineage of false reports about Leonard that are manifested in the FBI especially. So it's amazing that this happened, and it's an emotional thing for Native Americans and all our allies across Turtle Island, which include so many people across the world that wanted and sent letters to past presidents to get this longest standing political prisoner out of prison. So, and he's 80 years old, and he's confined, or was confined, in a little teeny 8x8 cell. So these are the things that Native Americans are used to happening to us. And so this is a big, big victory, Jane.
If you're just joining us, Robert Pilot is our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, and you can catch their show 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are talking about President Biden's commutation, not pardon, of Leonard Peltier. He is going to be released to go home, where he will spend out his final days. But again, he has even said, Robert, that he didn't want a pardon because, as you said, he has always maintained his innocence. He never pled guilty to this. And if you accept a pardon, you are essentially accepting your culpability.
Right. Right. And it's an amazing thing. Again, we're giddy, and I'm really just happy to talk about this, Jane and Greg. It's a thing that here that we feel like we have a victory. It's our Mandela of a sorts, that he's being released from prison. And I'm kind of getting emotional talking about it, but, you know, there's, as you know, the right wants to divide us, and we are all on the same page where people need to, I don't know, listen to their heart. This has been an injustice for so many years. And it's good that he's coming home. He's coming home to his family. And it's big celebrations are happening around Native country.
But, you know, Robert, I mean, depending upon where people get their information, they are getting an entirely different explanation of what happened in this case. And I'm pulling from NBC News. The president of the FBI Agents Association says they are outraged by this reprieve. Quote, this last second disgraceful act by then President Biden, which does not change Peltier's guilt, but does release him from prison, is cowardly and lacks accountability. It's a cruel betrayal to the families and colleagues of these fallen agents and a slap in the face of law enforcement, unquote. Again, from what I have read about this case, there was no eyewitness account of Peltier as the gunman, and even the ballistics did not match.
Well, even the FBI had people that they coerced to testify against him, and they came out later and said that their testimony was false. There's people that worked on the original case on the other side that said that he should not be in prison. This is a messed up court case. And so NBC and, you know, the FBI can say what they want. We're used to having rocks thrown at us. So the bottom line is the president did the right thing, and it surprised us. But, you know, we're very grateful. And again, it's more of Leonard's more of a symbol of what's happened to us in the last 500 years here on our continent, and what's happened to us, you know, from boarding schools to, you know, reservations, which are not good things, you know. And so we're still here. And that's an amazing thing that we can say as Native Americans. We're a small population now, but we're still here, and we're not going anywhere. And the government's tried to get rid of us, but we're resilient and we're still here. So there's got to be something said about that. And Leonard's a big, I believe, a big symbol of that.
Robert, I'm a kid of the born in the 70s, raised in the 80s and the 90s. And Calvin played as the bumper music today, Freedom by Rage Against the Machine, which is the song that for me and a lot of kids my age brought us to who Leonard is. And I think one of the things that, like, my generation, definitely we were growing up in from the notion of who is Leonard Peltier. Our folks and the authority figures would say, well, he shot two FBI guys. That's it. He's in jail because he's a murderer, and you accept it, and that's it. But then you start to uncover, peel back the layers, as we did over the decades. And as you said, people from both sides saying this was not right, this was injustice. And yet you still have people like the FBI saying such aggressive language. But really, when it comes down to this, is one man who stood for his freedom. He stood for what he believed was right. And I don't want to, the word award is not the word I want to use, but I feel like allowing him to be at home, to live the rest of his life at home, is I wouldn't even say justice, but like it's more than fair, if you ask me.
Well, and again, as you pointed out, Robert, Leonard Peltier is 80, and he is not in good health.
Right. Well, the interesting thing, too, is if you look deep into what a commuting sentence is, he's able to go to work. He's able to go to religious ceremonies. Mm-hmm. So there are some gray areas where he can get out and see people, whether it's a Native, you know, ceremony or whatever. So there is some gray zone, but there's so much healing with his family. There's, you know, his son was 5 years old when this all happened, you know, and to see, he has a daughter that I've had on the show that was born after he was incarcerated. They were able to see him in prison, but as a free person, in their home, it's life changing. It's unbelievable. And again, I kind of mumbled through the whole beginning of the show, but the FBI, there's agents that worked for the FBI that are retired and talked about the, you know, the environment the FBI has about specifically about Leonard Peltier. These are one of the cases when you're first become a FBI agent, they talk about and tell that he murdered two FBI agents. So if anyone ever brings it up, this is the deal. This is the indoctrination of new FBI agents that are young, and that's a thing. So when the FBI sends out information like that, it's like, well, what else are they going to say? They've been pounding this drum for how long?
Robert Pilot is our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, which you can hear Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are going to continue our conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. Going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mock, Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. We'll leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by Robert Pilot, who's host of Native Roots Radio. You can catch it every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And before the break, we were talking with Robert about President Biden's decision to commute the sentence of Leonard Peltier, who has been in prison for decades. And Robert, I want to quote this again from this article from MSNBC, or from NBC News, rather. Two of his co-defendants were acquitted when they claimed self-defense. Peltier was tried separately in 1977. No witnesses who could identify him as the gunman were presented, and even unknown to his defense, the federal government, this from NBC, withheld a ballistics report indicating the fatal bullets did not come from his weapon.
Hey, yes, that's correct. And so that's an amazing thing. And here we are in 2025, and there's still attack and simmering things on Native Americans. And so we have to stay vigilant, and we have to bring our truth. And that's what Native Roots Radio does a lot, too, is bring our truths and our history. And as you know, there's a fight on history, who's picking what history is. And we know our history, and it's amazing where our listeners or people on the street that weren't taught certain things in school about us, and we're not dinosaurs, we're still here. And so there's all that, accumulating in this commuting of Leonard Peltier, that maybe that's why I was so emotional, is that it's more about the symbol of him finally being released after Obama said he was going to do it and didn't do it, and Clinton said he was going to do it. And you saw the pressure just by that press release from the FBI, what the presidents went through, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I was trying so indelicately trying to get across before was, I feel like the younger, or like people below me as far as my generation, millennials and Gen Zers, are more apt with the information. They have to ask more questions on things like this. And instead of just being spoon-fed information, like, well, yeah, I guess he's in
guilty.
Prison. He's guilty because the FBI, my parents, my schools told me he was guilty. No, they now come with it with a healthy amount of, well, let's do, where's the real details? Where are the doing the research and coming to this realization that all wasn't right in this case, and now he gets to spend his time with family.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I don't want to get down this rabbit hole, but I'll tell you, there's a whole TikTok, native TikTok that goes on and that really brings out a lot of information and a lot of history of Native Americans. And it's an amazing, amazing tool if used correctly. And your show, our show, Civic Media, that brings the truth and really what's happening. You know, are your lying eyes lying? I mean, we just have so many issues, and especially now coming up as Native American and sovereign nations with this president. And we're going to be attacked left and right, and we see it already with the things that he signed about defunding Native colleges. And, you know, he never liked casinos because he failed at that. So we're ready, but it's still a pretty frightening time, too. And so we all have to keep talking, and I really appreciate you guys reaching out to me and have this discussion, because it's so, so important that us allies talk.
Yeah.
Well, and we would love to have you back, because there are so many other Native issues to talk about, Robert, besides just this. We could spend a whole half hour on just how crazy it must make you when some people on the right say, go back to where you came from. I can't even imagine the exploding heads going on all over the place. That's an issue for another time, but right. We will absolutely love to have you back. And you had a question about stand-up.
Yeah, so one of the things you mentioned, Robert, when you got on the show in the last segment was talking about all things Native, and one of those things is comedy. And I was wondering, had you read We Had a Little Real Estate Problem by Cliff Nesteroff about the Native American comedy scene?
Yes, I did. Oh. And I reached out to have him on the show. It's interesting that you say that, because not only did I buy the book, I do exercising, so I listened to the book too.
Yep.
In the audio. And he was out of the country when I reached out to him, but it's amazing. I don't know if you must have read it, right, Greg?
Yes, I did.
They talked about In Between Two Knees, mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, to the people that are in the 1491ers, which became reservation dogs.
Yeah.
Those guys were students of mine.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
But I did read, yeah, small community, Native yeah. community. But I did read that, and I did was in New York and got to see just about a year ago Between Two Knees, and that the book talked about.
That's so cool. We'll have to talk more about that, because the book is amazing. There's so much rich history in that community and that. And in stand-up that a lot of people do not understand.
Robert Pilot has been our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio. Catch it every weeknight, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have you back, Robert, so you can share your insights. And we just want to listen to those fabulous pipes of yours.
Oh, thank you. Big Pinagigi, and everyone have a great day. And a big Pinagigi to Civic Media.
Thank you, Robert. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Without a roof, 'cause I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Hey. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This hour, President Trump addressing the Davos Economic Forum virtually.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth.
The big question at Davos, how far will Trump go with tariffs?
Is he going to use tariffs more as a negotiating tactic to get what he wants with countries like China on other terms? Or is he really going to follow through on some of those threats, which would have a bigger impact and rippling down to the price that we pay for everyday products?
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Santa Ana winds whipping up another wildfire in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings as the Hughes Fire burns north of Los Angeles. Amelia Perez leading with the most Oscar nominations today, 13. Only three films, All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land, have scored more nominations in Academy Awards history. This is ABC News.
I'm Jay.